This I believe. Leonard Bernstein is a musician who became famous in one evening when he was 25 as a brilliant last-minute substitute for Bruno Walter, conducting the New York Philharmonic Symphony. A versatile composer and a great showman, he has written symphonies, operas, and scores for Broadway musicals and ballet, as well as conducting throughout the United States, Europe, and Israel. Here now are the personal beliefs of Leonard Bernstein.
I believe in people. I feel, love, need, and respect people above all else, including the arts, natural scenery, organized piety, or nationalistic superstructures. One human figure on the slope of a mountain can make the whole mountain disappear for me. One person fighting for the truth can disqualify for me the platitudes of centuries. And one human being who meets with injustice can render invalid the entire system which has dispensed it. I believe that man's noblest endowment is his capacity to change. Armed with reason, he can see two sides and choose. He can be divinely wrong. I believe in man's right to be wrong. Out of this right, he has built, laboriously and lovingly, something we reverently call democracy. He has done it the hard way, and continues to do it the hard way, by reason, by choosing, by error and rectification, by the difficult, slow method in which the dignity of A is acknowledged by B without impairing the dignity of C. Man cannot have dignity without loving the dignity of his fellow. I believe in the potential of people. I cannot rest passively with those who give up in the name of human nature. Human nature is only animal nature if it is obliged to remain static. Without growth, without metamorphosis, there is no Godhead. If we believe that man can never achieve a society without wars, then we are condemned to wars forever. This is the easy way. But the laborious, loving way, the way of dignity and divinity, presupposes a belief in people and in their capacity to change, grow, communicate, and love. I believe in man's unconscious mind, the deep spring from which comes his power to communicate and love. For me, all art is a combination of these powers. For if love is the way we have of communicating personally in the deepest way, then what art can do is to extend this communication, magnify it, and carry it to vastly greater numbers of people. Therefore, art is valid for the warmth and love it carries within it, even if it be the lightest entertainment, or the bitterest satire, or the most shattering tragedy. I believe that my country is the place where all these things I have been speaking of are happening in the most manifest way. America is at the beginning of her greatest period in history, a period of leadership in science, art, and human progress toward the democratic ideal. I believe that she is at a critical point in this moment, and that she needs us to believe more strongly than ever before in her and in one another, in our ability to grow and change, in our mutual dignity, in our democratic method. We must encourage thought, free and creative. We must respect privacy. We must observe taste by not exploiting our sorrows, successes, or passions. We must learn to know ourselves better through art. We must rely more on the unconscious, inspirational side of man. We must not enslave ourselves to dogma. We must believe in the attainability of good. We must believe without fear in people.
Those were the beliefs of Leonard Bernstein, composer, conductor, and pianist of New York City.